Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank those once again joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have another great half hour coming up for you this afternoon. We're going to be speaking with Howard Clay of Bossy Magazine. We're going to talk to him about the motivation behind the publication and what he hopes readers take away from it, especially the inspirational aspect of it. Then we're going to finish off our program with new music here on our show. You may know him from the group 112, but Q Parker is getting ready to release his solo project. We're going to be listening to his new single, Show You How, here on our program as well. Again, another great half hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show. As I said, to get things kicked off, we have Howard Clay joining us of Bossy Mag. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about his own motivations and also what's coming up for him in 2012. Howard, welcome to Conversations.
Hey, how you doing, Cyrus?
Doing really well, man. Thanks a lot for being on with us.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Well, look, we're going to get into Bossy Magazine here in a moment, and I want to just kind of give our listeners a little background. I first found out about you because of a press release I saw about the motivation behind the publication. So I want to start there because I think one of the big lessons that I found from individuals like you is that you really reach your own greatest potential when you notify that, you know, or recognize that there is a need for something, and then you don't just talk about it, but you decide to feel it. Talk to our listeners about the need that you saw for publications that was out there.
Right. It all kind of stems from just my past. I've always tried to, even with working in corporate America and everything, always tried to give back or, you know, make sure that I was trying to figure out what the need was and trying to fill that need. Really, honestly, I was sitting down, you know, watching TV with a friend, and we were just there, and I was thinking, like, what's wrong with the kids today? Like, they're not that much, I'm not that much removed from my own childhood. I'm 35, so I was like, what's wrong with the teens? What's going on? Why is there such a disconnect? What is really going on? And I was expressing it across the board, but I was more directing it towards education, and I was talking about how much change has happened, and it just kind of boiled down to me, like, you know, it's because we're not giving them something that they need. We're not meeting their need, and I think right. It's because we think we know what they need compared to them actually telling us what their need is. So, you know, I talked to some teenagers and everything, and I did a little research on it, and it's basically just, you know, giving them a roadmap. See, a lot of people feel that everybody wants to be Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki Minaj. I love P. Diddy, but everybody doesn't want to be Nicki Minaj. They're entertained by Nicki Minaj. They're not. They don't want to grow up and make their hair pink. You know, they don't want to do that, but they're entertained. So a lot of the people that market towards our young minority children throw a lot of entertainment in their face because they think that's what they want to be. Everybody right. doesn't want to be that. That's a misconception. There's a lot of kids who were just like me who even though I played sports and was in the band and did these different things, I took my books home every night and studied. I wanted to be a doctor.
Right.
So it's like I really wanted to, you know, be more than just what I saw on TV or whatever the case may be. So that's where the inspiration came from of doing the magazine, is how can I grab the children's attention without selling out to entertaining them. But I believe that there is a section of children out there who are, you know, on the fence. They like school. They just don't really know what to do after that.
Right.
They don't know. Their parents haven't went. Their parents don't know. So, you know, it's a lot of parents that are still, you know, in their 20s. They got children that are 13. You know, it's they don't know. So they raise their kids and they don't know. So it's like they just need a map. So that's really the inspiration of it, is getting them a map to how to get to where they want to be.
For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Howard Curry of Bossy Magazine. I was just asking him really where the idea for the magazine came from and of course, what he hopes that it provides. And he was just giving us the background. You know, I should say for our listeners, Howard, who have not been to the website, and we'll be giving that out throughout the program, it's Boss. Dash emag.com. The BOSS is actually an acronym for Be Your Own Success Story. And I think that is really a great lesson for all of us. I want to talk about something you touched on, though, because this is something that I've grappled with in the now 8 years that I've done this program, and that is how we've gotten things so wrong. There are individuals out there. You mentioned Nicki Minaj and, you know, Diddy. Well, I've always been a big fan of Diddy, and I think I've always tried to. I think his business savvy is something to emulate. I've never said I wanted to be him, but I think that, you know, he has really, you know, blazed a trail that few people can match. But where have we gone where that those are the individuals, and I actually was posting about this on Facebook today, that the stars in our eyes are individuals, one, that we probably will never meet, and two, have things that we probably would never attain to. How did we get to a point from recognizing and appreciating our parents, as you were talking about, our grandparents, or the uncle who is raising his kids, you know, without a mother? Where have we gone, and what do you hope that readers of Bossy take away from their own heroes that are around them and their own role models that are around them versus those that they may see on television?
Right. The role models, and whether they like it or not, like you said, on television, if you got a mic in your hand or you're in front of the camera, you're some type of role model, whether you like it or not. The thing where I feel that we really went wrong is we began to believe, us as adults, that's 30 and up, and I'm not saying you're not an adult before you're 30, but 30 and up, that we begin to believe what we saw on television. We begin to believe what they were feeding us. And you understand, television is for money. It's marketing. It's all marketing. Whatever sales is really what they're going to put on TV. We began to believe those things. So when they started, you know, showing all these different things and doing all these different things, we were figuring, instead of talking with the kids, we were just like, oh, this must be it. This must be the truth. This must be, you know, how it's supposed to be. And we forgot to show them and talk to them about Marcus, you know, Garvey, and all these different people, and we forgot about where we came from, truthfully, and kind of gave in. Maybe it's because we don't have time, we don't have the energy, and that's the whole focus of the magazine. One, it's an e-magazine, which means it's not in print. There's chances that it may never be in print because I want to go where the children are. And I know they're on the internet. They're on the internet. They're clicking. They're flipping. They're doing all these different things. So, you know, they're on the internet. So I want to go to where they are. They're not going to Kroger to buy a magazine. They're looking it up on the internet. They're downloading it from the internet. So, you know, we put it on the internet, and it mixes, you know, some entertainment mixed with, because I have Deron Jones in the first issue, where he's a former member of 112, Grammy Award-winning writer, producer. So, you know, you mix a little entertainment in there just to kind of draw them. But then we start talking real business as we get down into it. So, you know, it's like trying to get back to our roots, that education is the key. Education is the key. We've gotten away from that. We kind of lean towards talent is the key, when talent is not the key. Hard work in education is the key. And that's where we got to get back to some basic fundamentals that we kind of got away from, because the media blows up situations like LeBron, great player, blows up situations, you know, that we see, American Idol, great show. But those are one in a million. You know, we have to make sure that we let the kids know those are great avenues. But guess what? Like my mom used to tell me, that's awesome, you can do that, but as you're doing that, you need to get your work done too. Yeah, you can play football, but you better get your work done first. And we don't do that anymore. We just tell them, go play football. Go play in a band, go sing, go be on the show, go do this, go do this. But we don't tell them, hey, pick up that book and learn how to do your algebra work. Algebra is like a four-letter word in a black family right now. Algebra. So we got to make sure that we go back to, you know, education being the key.
Again, we're speaking to Howard Clay of Bossy Magazine. The website is boss-emag.com is where you'll be able to find it. Again, BOSS is an acronym for Be Your Own Success Story. You know, Howard, I want to go back to you personally as you were constructing this. Talk to us about your own success, because I think one of the biggest things, and we talk about it a whole lot on this show, is how we somehow feel as though success is for the other person. We feel like because we were born with $1 less or with a certain disadvantage or a handicap or to certain parents, that success is something that is not attainable. How do you hope to show people through your own example, as well as through Bossy Mag, that success is attainable no matter where they are, but it may not be on the level that they may look at success as being?
Right. So success for myself is just knowing that I've done my very best, knowing that I've done my very best in everything that I do. I sleep very well at night knowing that I gave my best. You know, it may not have been perfect. It may not even have achieved what everyone around me thought it was going to achieve, but it's my very, very best. And in my own successes, I credit a lot of that to being blessed. And, you know, just working hard. Those two are the strongest ingredients to make this work, is that you've got to continue to work hard. And then the favor and just being blessed and having your own personal relationship, you know, with God. I was like, those two things are the major things. You know, I came down to Atlanta from Cincinnati. I had a lot of corporate success with different places that I worked, from even restaurant management to corporate management to different things. And it was all great. But at the end of the day, I was like, am I really achieving my best, or am I achieving someone else's best? And so I'm making, you know, all these great marks with them, but it was really like, are you achieving your best? So, you know, I moved down to Atlanta to pursue music, and I've done actually pretty well down here. Thankfully, I was able to work with Worldwide Entertainment, Def Jam, under Kevin Wells, you know, founded 112, Monica, all these different groups and everything, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. But, again, is that my very best, you know? And that's the key, is knowing inside yourself what is success to you. And success to me is, you know, it's putting out my very best, you know, pushing myself, you know, not making excuses, not trying to cater to anyone, but really putting forth my best effort and putting out the best that I can do, and that's what I consider success. I may not ever be rich, but I know I'm going to be successful because I know I'm always going to work hard.
And I think the big enemy to success, and again, I think we all kind of have those times when we may have the self-doubt or may feel like, is this possible? One question I'm always curious about, Howard, and I'll ask you the same thing, and that is, how do you get over the power of fear? Because I feel like fear is probably the greatest enemy of success, and it keeps us from reaching the greatness that we should be able to reach. How do you, in your own life, keep fear from not only smothering your success, but keeping you from moving forward?
I mean, the number one, like you said, fear is the most crippling thing, hands down, in every relationship, every situation, is fear and the unknown. I tackle fear by going head on against it. I remember when I ran track in high school and I was doing shot put and discus, and, you know, I was afraid I wasn't going to be good enough, so I went at it practicing, working hard as I possibly could, and I made it to regional. You know, and so I was like, wow, if I can, you know, get past, they said I was too short, they said I was this. You know, a lot of people say a lot of things, and that adds to your fear. And just because it's there doesn't mean it can cripple you, because guess what? The feeling never goes away. You know, fear always talks to you. It tells you you're not going to meet this deadline. You're not going to make it. It's not going to be right. It's not going to work. They're not going to like it. You know, there's fear from every direction, but that's fine. That's fear's job, is to come from every direction. Now it's your job, is to stand up and say, okay, thank you, but here's my perspective on it, fear. You know, this is, and attack it head on. I attack it every morning. It's not something that goes away. It's not anything that starts to feel good after any time. It's really always there. So stop trying to pray it away. Stop trying to rebuke it away. It's there. It's never going away. You just have to look at how you're going to perceive it and how you're going to react to it. And my reaction to fear is more work. I'm going to over-prepare for you so that fear won't happen. So if I fear that I'm not going to have enough stuff, I'm going to make more. If my fear is this person's not going to talk to me, I'm going to make more phone calls. If this song is not a hit, I'm going to have 3 songs ready. So, you know, you got to prepare more for that fear, and that's how you get around it.
Well, great advice, I think, Howard. Again, Howard Clay, everyone, of Bossy magazine. You can find out more information about Howard and the magazine by going to www.boss-emag.com. That's boss-emag.com is where you can go. Howard is also very active on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him there. And you also have a page set up for the magazine, right, Howard?
Yes, sir. It's an issue page, issuu.com/bossemagazine.
All right. Well, Howard, thanks a lot for coming on. I should say, too, if the name sounds familiar, Howard was supposed to be on a couple of days ago, but we had some technical issues. He was gracious enough to reschedule with us. So, Howard, we appreciate you being on with us, and we'll be keeping in contact with you, and you're definitely welcome back anytime.
I appreciate you, sir.
Hey, no problem. As I said, we have new music, and it's funny that Howard mentioned 112 because Q Parker, who will be coming on this program, I think it's next week, has a brand new single out called Show You How from his upcoming solo project. He was Q. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Having the same convo about 2-3 times a week. Girl, I know how much he put you through. See, you're trying to play the role, so I act like I just don't know every time we speak. All it takes is just one look at you. I can see it in your eyes. You ain't been happy in a long time. Hey, you know, I know you too well for you to try to hide it. You deserve it. It's about time for me to get something up off my chest. Baby, oh, I've been holding this back for too damn long. You've been holding on to a man that loves you wrong. Baby, oh, girl, let me show you what real love's about. Give me the chance and I'ma show you how you're supposed to. Word I'm saying is true. Same way that you know ain't nothing that your boy won't do for you. Deep down you know I'm right, but you scared and I know it. Just too afraid to show it. I can see it in your eyes. You ain't been happy in a long time. Yeah, and you know I know you too well for you to try to hide. Something up off my